irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, July 16th. I did say Thursday. It's not Friday, Jen.
No, and I thought today was Wednesday, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I said to Lauren, I was like, you don't have to post anything today. We're all good. She's like, yes, I do. We have a video we have to promote.
Well,
I was like, so that must mean it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Maybe it's because the night of sleep that you didn't
get.
Yeah,
and then we didn't have two shows this week
right here,
so like I'm all messed up.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
What can I say?
I don't know. That's a shame. It's a shame you have no idea where you are and what day it is.
Yeah. But, I mean, it works. As long as you're here and stuff, that's all that's important.
Well, I know generally where I'm supposed to be each day. Yeah. Every day is pretty similar. But what day it was, I had no idea.
Yeah, huh?
So, here
cool.
we are.
So, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great now that I know what day it is.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's warm in here, right?
Really warm.
Yeah. And
I feel
like
I'm having hot flashes and I'm way too young for that.
I know. And I'm really irritated. But our engineer just walked in. He'll probably notice and call them because every other day it's something with the air. And I've yet to be in a building where there were no air conditioning problems.
Between the air, the elevator.
The elevator.
I don't know.
Every building is like that.
You know what's great about this building, though?
Mm.
The valet.
Yeah, that's true. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Casey is amazing. But that's like the one thing that works every single day.
Yeah.
Can always count on him.
Yeah. Casey listens all the time. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Casey.
We'll have to have him call in sometime because he can't really come up because he's working. But
right.
maybe we'll get him up here for 10 minutes.
Well, and then somebody will be like, you're lying. The valet isn't working properly
here. No, but it's a blessing here because for a long time, there was nobody here. It was just a mess.
Yeah.
Can you imagine this parking lot with no attendant?
No.
Yeah, I can't either, but it happened. And people were getting blocked in all the time and things like that, you know. So, but finally, they decided to invest in a person that's actually doing his job.
Yeah, he's the best. He's like the greeter.
Right.
Like, I'm happy to get here.
Yeah, I know. And you need someone good because and personable because, you know, we have a lot of people coming through the station.
Right.
And luckily, at the previous building, we had someone who was very close to us as well, you know.
Yeah.
And you know what? He passed away, actually.
I know. You told me
Oh, yeah. That's right. How do you remember all these things? I don't know.
I you've couldn't remember what day memory. It is. Don't give me that much credit.
Yeah. But you've got amazing memory,
Thank
actually.
You. It's very selective, though.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think everybody's got better memory than I do.
I will say this. Sleep helps.
It does help, right?
Yeah, that's what regenerates the brain.
Right, yeah. So I try to make it like at least 4 hours a night.
That is so strange.
No, but sometimes
any doctor would say that is like
no, it's not
okay.
Not okay.
No.
Not okay. But I do take some naps in the afternoon, so it sort of makes up for it.
That's good. I don't know how to nap.
Yeah. I know. Well, I learned when you're very tired, you do.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, everything's good. I'm trying to think of, we have a very special guest in the studio. We'll get to him in just a second. The guest we were supposed to have yesterday, he actually called me on the cell phone instead of calling here. So that was interesting, right, Jen?
I guess.
I don't know why
people do that. Did he say what happened?
He just left a message as though he was calling the show, and he just left a message. He says, I'm calling in now. It was the right time, but the wrong phone number.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't understand. So we'll see. I mean, what can he do, you know? You want to be here, you got to be here or on the phone or we don't get to hear from you.
Right.
Yeah. Do we have any new episodes of Two Drunk Girls?
Sure do, because it's Thursday.
That's true.
Still figuring out that it's Thursday. Today we are talking about Ariana Grande and her issue and apology.
Yeah, and licking the donuts and and saying I hate Americans.
Yeah.
And wow.
Yeah.
So you guys have developed your opinions pretty well by now and pretty firmly.
Yes.
Okay. Do you guys agree? I mean, do you have a similar opinion or are you going to debate this between
With each other?
Yes.
Oh, no. We're pretty similar in our thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were drinking Bloody Marys, talking about it. We actually did it on location. A friend filmed us.
Really?
Ranting. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
what's on location? Like outdoors or something?
Yeah. We were not in our normal setting. Filming area. Yeah. And we were actually drunk this time. Because people always say, you're not really drunk when you're doing it.
You don't have enough time to get drunk.
Well, that's the thing. It's a 3-minute video once a week.
Right.
Like, how drunk can you possibly get? We would have to be drinking for hours before we filmed.
That's true, yeah.
It's a lot of preparation.
That's what people expect.
Well, they need to realize that things have to get done in a day. So.
Right. But you do have to live up to the name.
Well, we should have renamed ourselves Two Drinking Girls.
Exactly.
Not Two Drunk
Girls. That's what I'm thinking.
But that is not as catchy.
Exactly.
It's so, no. Everyone can get over it. And they can
Everybody wants to see Two Drunk Girls. Why not?
That's kind of why we named ourselves that, because we figured while they're searching for these other people on the internet, they may come across us and they might like us better because we are coherent.
Yeah.
And we have things to say. So.
Oh, wow.
So everyone should watch today at 3:00.
Okay. And that's, where can people watch that?
On our YouTube channel.
On your YouTube.
Yeah, youtube.com/ Two Drunk Girls TV.
Why don't you guys do Periscope as well at the same time?
How can you do both at the same time?
Well, you have two phones, no?
Yeah, but then I would be paying attention to Periscope and she would be videoing.
Don't pay attention to Periscope. Just show it. But actually, YouTube is live as well, right?
Yeah, but the whole thing about Periscope is you're interacting with fans. So we can't read and talk. I can't do anything at the same time. So to do that would just kill me.
That's true. It would be distracting.
Yeah, because people would be like, where are you? And then we'd be like talking about Ariana Grande and be like, hold on, let me pause. We're at our friend's backyard.
Yeah.
Like,
and besides, you're doing video anyway, so people can see you. Yeah.
There's too many apps. I can't. They are time and a place.
Yeah. So I didn't realize this, but YouTube actually allows live broadcasts
sure
too,
does.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, very interesting. That would be cool. Yeah. Okay. So everybody check it out. Today, and if you missed any of the previous ones, you can go to the website, twodrunkgirls.net.
Correct. That's where we archive
check
our
it out
episodes.
There. And these shows are amazing. So,
thank you.
Yeah, you guys should watch them. They're fun. And definitely your personalities come through in them, you know. So
thank you.
Yeah,
hopefully.
So you managed to do that.
Yes.
Just one thing I wanted to bring up that caught my attention here and I think is bizarre. I guess Instagram is banning the hashtag curvy. Now, a lot of people are irritated about that, but they're saying it's because people use it for porn and they violate the site terms of service. And so, but, you know, obviously some people are up in arms because this has, I mean, you know, it's, so it's used for porn, but it's used for other things as
right.
well. You know? So what, are you going to ban, like, everything that...
Yeah, because every word and every hash... By the way, every emoticon, like, can be used for anything. Like,
right.
you could literally put a peach, and that's an ass. But you can't put hashtag ass, and then they're going to ban everything.
Right.
We did a whole episode on Free the Eggplant, because they banned hashtag eggplant.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Why is that?
Dick pics.
Dick pics?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a thing. So we did a whole video on it because we were like, you can't just start banning everything.
Yeah.
How about you just not post a dick pic?
Yeah.
We'll start there. And then, like, let's not ban all of the vegetables and fruits. You didn't ban, like, a banana.
Right.
Why are you banning the eggplant? That's rude.
Right. It is crazy, man.
What about the corn? The corn
banning.
Stalk.
Yeah.
It's just rude.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're trying to keep it clean because Twitter is out of control.
Is it?
Twitter is like the home of porn stars. I mean, that's where you actually get to follow them and know the real deal about them. Because
it's fine to follow them, but like I think if they post the things there, that's where they get flagged.
No, but they post porn and stuff too.
Well, I know Twitter has a whole department for flagging and pulling things down.
But I don't think they actually do. That's the thing.
No, they do. They do.
Mm.
I know this.
Well,
firsthand.
I don't know. I've seen...
Not firsthand for me, but because my friend works for Twitter.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't know, but it's I know that Twitter is the easiest because it's not as organized as Well, it's not as intimate as Facebook, let's say. So people can just like contact, be exposed to a lot of people quickly.
Yes.
And that's what they're trying to do. So there you go. All right. Well, we're going to get to our guest right now who's sitting here patiently, and we totally appreciate that. And we have Mr. Steve Smith in the studio. Welcome to the show, sir.
No, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yes, thank you for being here.
Yeah.
And so let's just tell people who you are who are not NFL fans. You played for several teams or just for the Ravens?
Oh, well, no, actually, I never played for the Ravens.
You never played for the Ravens?
No, I'm the Steve
Smith.
Why? Yeah, it's okay. I played for the Giants, actually. Yeah, I got drafted by the Giants.
Then how did we end up like this?
There's two Steve Smiths.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Steve.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, let's get back. Let's start over.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm like, so...
I'm the L.A. Steve. Well, he's from L.A. too, actually.
But it shows you that we're not football fans.
It's all right, man.
Okay,
it's okay.
Cool.
Yeah, it's all good.
So tell us, so you played for the Giants.
I did.
What year did you play?
07 to about 09 or like to about 010, actually. 4 years.
Oh,
I played
really?
4 years there.
What was your position?
Wide receiver.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I won a Super Bowl with the Giants. So.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Very fortunate, you know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, and how long was your career altogether?
6 years.
6 years?
Yeah, I played 6 years.
Did you go right out of college or something?
Yeah,
or
I got drafted right out of college and from USC, local guy, and went to the Giants. And I would have stayed with the Giants, you know, but I got hurt. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, life happens and business happens, so I had to make a decision for my family. So I went on. But, you know, I had the most fun playing in New York, you know, those fans, that city, you know, just winning there, just so many memories. It's just one of the best times ever.
Really?
Yeah.
So you liked living in New York, too?
Well, I lived in New Jersey, actually, like right across, you know, the way. But it was fun living on the East Coast. You know, just you get the different seasons.
Right.
And you get the real people out there. You get, you know, people are a little different.
It's different.
Yeah, they're a little different.
They're really different. I'm an East Coaster, so.
There you go. So, yeah. I get along with East Coasters. So.
Yeah, because we say what we're thinking.
We're not just polite or saying it
behind your back.
That's true.
Right,
because
exactly.
You deal with me every day.
Yeah.
So.
You understand.
In L.A., I mean, yeah, people try to sugarcoat everything,
you know,
just not to hurt other people's feelings or what are they going to think about me and everything.
Right. Us East Coasters, we don't care.
No. Yeah.
Sorry for your feelings.
You can definitely appreciate that.
So this is a pleasure because you're local. You live here in the Valley. You grew up here, right?
Right, yes.
And you went to Taft. Right?
Yes, I went to Taft.
Yeah. So you know something.
Yeah.
No.
Actually, thanks to Casey. Casey
yeah.
told me.
Oh, okay. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you see, I mean, we did the research on the foundation. And but at any rate, so you grew up here in Woodland Hills. You went to Taft High School, and then you went into USC.
Yes.
Was it hard to get into USC?
Oh, it was. I mean, it was tough. I mean, I was just like a kid having fun, you know what I'm saying? And I was just fortunate and blessed to be good at sports. So, you know, I got a scholarship early on, and I was just enjoying life at that point. And
so were you playing in high school as well?
Yeah, I was a multiple sport guy. I started off a basketball guy, really.
Oh,
and that was my main sport. I got some scholarships for basketball, too, Pac-10 schools.
Really?
Yeah, but my football was just – I just felt like it was just easy out there, you know?
Yeah.
It was just something – I was like, I can go farther, I feel like, in football. And I'm not 6'6", you know
what
I'm
saying? Right, exactly,
so,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you're not as big as many linebackers
football.
And things like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, so you would have to be like – you told us you're a wide receiver.
Right, quick, fast.
Good
hands.
Not as big, not as cumbersome and stuff. Yeah.
Definitely.
Wow. So now, so you probably made a name for yourself at USC, right? Because obviously then the Giants decided they want to get you and
stuff.
Yes,
sir.
Wow. So and what years did you play at USC? Do you remember?
I played there from 03 to about 06. Mm-hmm. And we won. I went to 3 championships there, actually, and won 2. And was just on some great teams. We had... I mean, my team, my incoming freshman team, we had, you know, so many great players like Reggie Bush, you know, Lendell White, myself, and a bunch of other NFL players.
Right.
And just being out there competing with so many good players, I feel like helped me, you know, just build myself up, my confidence.
Right.
And I was ready to go to the next level and make plays.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah.
So did you want to go to the Giants, or did they just pick you, right? And you go?
Yeah, they do. I had no idea I was going there. Like, before the draft, you go to Indianapolis and you meet with a bunch of teams, and the interested teams like kind of they do meetings with you and they request you. And the Giants didn't even request me. I had no idea. Like, it's like that sometimes. It's like a poker game. They don't, you know what I mean? Teams play games with each other. So
it sounds like a relationship. Like, they're playing hard to get. Like, I don't even see you. You're so not right. even. I don't even.
That's so right.
Okay, actually, I
it's
want
just
you.
Like that.
You come.
That's funny. It is like that, too.
Yeah, cool. Right. So, do you have any siblings?
Yes, I do. My brother, Malcolm Smith, who is with me on the Play Foundation.
Uh-huh. I tweeted at both of you today, thinking both of you were coming.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. He wanted to be here. Yeah, he's working out, getting ready for training camp. But he's currently playing right now with the Oakland Raiders, linebacker, and he just signed with them. So he's excited, and he won a Super Bowl with the Seahawks, and he won a Super Bowl MVP as well.
Really? So is he younger than you?
He's younger than me,
so
4 years.
So that's why he's still playing, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, that don't mean nothing. I can still be playing. I just got hurt.
Oh, you got hurt.
I got hurt. I had a bad knee injury.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you do still seem young.
Yeah, I'm still.
How is he retired already?
Yeah. There's guys that are older than me that are still playing. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is like an injury that ends your career?
Not necessarily. I bounced back after it. I got the injury on my last year with the Giants, on my contract year. And it was just a horrible situation. But I recovered from my injury, and I went on to play like 2 more years. But I still dealt with a lot of, you know, it was tough mentally, a lot of physical, like hard work, extra, always having the eyes, always having to do a lot of stuff. So
I just
decided to step away.
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't fun anymore.
There you go.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Very cool. So did you so you were good at sports growing up and everything, and you said you started with basketball, but you knew you were good at sports, right?
Yes.
I mean, you have to know, right?
Oh yeah, you understand, like at an early age. I remember playing at the YMCA when I was like 10. Uh-huh. I just went up for a layup and I was so high, I just turned the ball over and dunked it. Mm. And I was like, dang, you know what I mean? And that's how you know.
You're impressed by yourself.
Yeah, that was my first time. Okay. I still remember that, you know? And I'm like, okay, this is I need to do some stuff.
Yeah. Wow, cool.
Yeah.
So, we'll get to the foundation in just a second, but I wanted to know, so you retired from the Giants and...
I retired actually on the Bucks. I was actually a Buck.
But, oh, really?
I was in spring with the Bucks, and I was going to play. I was ready to play that year. I was, you know, doing well, but, you know, I had a little injury at the end of spring camp, and I just kind of was just like, man, I'm not dealing with this anymore. So, yeah, but I retired with the Bucks.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. And I mean, did you get to play for them at all?
I didn't, no.
You didn't, right?
The year before that, I was on the Rams.
Uh-huh.
And prior to that, I was on the Eagles for 1 year deals.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So you've been around.
Yeah, I got to see some of America.
Right. Did you get to play for the Raiders too, like your brother?
Oh, no, man. Yeah. I wish I could have, though. That would have been fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the Raiders. I mean, they haven't been winning that much, right?
Yeah.
But I remember the Raiders of the 80s.
Me too.
You know? I mean, they were like the stars, right?
Yes.
I mean, and Ken Stabler just died.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
He was a quarterback for the Raiders, and I mean, Howie Long and
Marcus Allen.
I mean, those are like big stars, you know. And we had them here in L.A.
Right.
They moved from Oakland to L.A. for a few seasons, and that was
where
amazing,
did they play, you know? Here?
At the Coliseum,
where SC plays. Where,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So hopefully
yeah.
they come back. You know, they're in talks, I hope.
I know.
So we'll see.
The Rams played here, too, at the Coliseum.
Yep.
That was before that.
Yeah.
And then for a while, we had a couple teams here. Now we have none.
I know, right? Did you go to some games back then? Or?
I did. Okay. I did. Now, and I was really into football then.
Oh,
you know,
okay,
I mean,
cool.
I was like, yeah, every time they'd play, like, Denver or... you know, the tough teams and stuff.
Right.
You know.
So when they just left, you just abandoned them, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
And he gave up on football altogether. He's like, I'm never looking
back.
I did. Yeah, they left
Goodbye,
us.
Football.
They betrayed us.
All right, it's okay. We'll forgive you and take you back.
Yeah, no, but if I had to take a team, I'd still be with the Raiders. I think they have a certain personality, a certain culture to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The black hole, it's serious over there.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. I mean, do you have a favorite team now when you watch football? Do you have someone you root for?
I would hope your brother.
There you go.
Okay.
That's who I root for. That's my team, you know, wherever he's at, and that's the team I'm rooting for. But I still love the Giants. Still root for them, you know? So, yeah.
And they've done well. They've done better than the Raiders.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
Giants who? Have you ever gotten to play with your brother?
No, actually, I haven't. That was one thing that we were like trying to make happen. But you know what? One game when I was on the Rams, we played them, and they didn't even play me, so didn't even get to play against them. I was like, but timing just didn't work out like that for us.
Awesome. Well, you know what? You brought a friend with you, and I want to bring him in so it'll be sort of less, because I don't like people sitting around.
Oh, yeah, bring him in.
Yeah, so we have Tramiel here. Tramiel, get too close to the mic.
Good morning.
Oh, it's your cousin.
That's my cousin.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So you guys do things together, right?
We
go places together?
Well, we're actually working together on a business. He brought a shirt for you guys, actually, that we wanted to.
Oh, really?
Cool. I was wondering what that was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tramiel, say something. Come on, get close to the mic.
Good morning, LA.
There you go. So what T-shirts did you bring us?
Just something that we've put together to represent where we are, where we're from.
Right. And what's it say?
West Coast.
Oh, West Coast.
Exactly how we say it.
And it's spelled WESKOSE. I love that.
With a palm tree.
Right.
Because we're on the West Coast.
Exactly.
Right. Got it.
Right. So tell us a little bit about that, Tramiel. What kind of a business is that?
It's a urban contemporary clothing line that we've started. And it's just getting off the ground, and we know people are going to love it because this is where we're from. Look at the view.
Yeah.
That's West Coast. That's typical
exactly.
West Coast right there. Palm trees, sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what we're about, mm-hmm. the West Coast lifestyle.
Awesome. So has this been launched yet, or it has?
It has, yes. We just got it off the ground, and we just went to pick up these shirts today, you know what I mean? So we're just learning, and it's fun.
That's exciting.
Where can people buy these things?
Well, they can first buy them at the camp on Saturday. We're going to have some for sale, and we're going to have a booth there. And then they can go to westcoast.com, www.westcoast.com, and you'll be able to buy shirts.
Awesome.
Cool.
And we'll promote it more at the end of the show and stuff. But let's get to the foundation. Did you create the Play Foundation?
Yes.
So it's your idea?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. So tell us how this came about. I mean, Play stands for what? Practice, learn, apply yourself.
Exactly.
Right. Wow, I love that.
Yes.
So tell us how this came about.
It just came about, you know, because I still, I had a training facility out here in Chatsworth, and I'm not a part of that anymore. And me and my brother and my mom, we always just been talking about making an impact in our community. Mm. And we started a couple scholarships at my Northridge Knights, this old team that Pop Warner team I used to play with. So we've been doing that. And we really wanted to start something that we could do every year. So that's why we created the Play Foundation.
Right. And what is it? What does it do?
Well, it's mainly for kids. We create scholarship events for youth to come and participate and educate them. So to give them opportunity to get a scholarship.
Right. Wow. So so you said you were doing training in Chatsworth. Who were you doing it with, for kids as well?
Yeah, I was the owner of the business. I just had a training facility and had just a bunch of trainers that we had that would train the youth, train kids. We had a bunch of great events, 7-on-7 tournaments, speed and agility clinics, things like that, where we would go out and just get a lot of kids to come and get them better, help work, train with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, very cool, man. Mm-hmm. So when was this started?
This was started about a few months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so it's pretty new.
It is very new. We've been planning it for the past, 2 months. And it's going to be at Taft High School. We're having our first event, the free football camp this Saturday from 9 to 2 at Taft High School. And we're just trying to get out there and educate the youth and really just tell them, to work hard and have fun.
Yeah.
How old are the kids that are going to go to your camp?
8 to 18.
Oh, wow. So yeah, range is an age.
Yeah, it's a good range.
Wow.
It's a good range.
And, you guys should go, and you'll be there with Steve Smith and actually be taught football by...
And other NFL players, too.
Yeah?
There'll be other guys there as well.
Very so cool. So you're able to get some people to actually participate in it.
Oh, yeah. I hired a few, some help people that specialize in things, and we got over almost 300 signups already.
Really?
Quick.
How cool.
Mm-hmm.
So tell people how they can actually find out more about it. So you have the event when? Tomorrow?
We have a bowling event, actually. You can still buy tickets to our bowling event. It's a fundraiser, and we're going to have a silent auction at www.smithbrosplay.org. You can go there and buy tickets, and mm-hmm. you can get information on the camp as well.
Very cool. So now I see there's something July 17th, right?
That's yes. the bowling.
Okay, yeah, that's the Friday event.
Okay, she's that's the it. Bowling. Okay.
And that's tomorrow. And somebody else doesn't know what day of the week
I know,
it is
right?
Today.
It is tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Friday.
It's tomorrow,
no,
fellas.
But because he mentioned Saturday, right. too, so I got yeah. confused between the two.
I'm sorry.
I'm
having
still
too much fun.
I remembered yeah. something about July 17th. So this is a bowling event
yes,
tomorrow?
It's a bowling event.
Where's it going to be?
At AMF Woodlake Lanes in Woodland Hills,
uh-huh.
really right there on Ventura. Yeah, so it's a nice bowling alley. It's gonna be a great energy and fun. So just come out, you know, meet NFL players and other, you know, corporate. It's a corporate event as well, so you'll meet other companies and mingle and have fun.
Very cool.
And
so
raise money for the kids.
And raise money for yeah. you, so most importantly.
So you're saying you're also good at bowling.
I am not, though. That's the thing. So nobody film me or take pictures of me, please. Because I'm not going
to... Do you need, like, the bumpers on the sides?
I'm going to ask for some help.
The bumpers on the yeah. side. Yeah, I remember those. Yeah. Man.
No, I'm going to work on my curve, though. That's something I've been aspiring to do.
Yeah.
You know, when they curve the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can't do it, but...
Yeah. That's actually a great idea. I haven't bowled in years, you know, and it's a lot of fun.
It
you
is
know?
Fun.
It's fun to go with
so
people.
So I'll be looking out for you, and if you're not
yeah,
there, I'm here on Monday.
Yeah.
It's like, I know where you were.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, you guys should find out more about the Play Foundation. So do you have a website for the Play Foundation, too?
Yes, sir. It's www.smithbrosplay.org.
Oh, okay. So that's yeah, the one. Okay.
That's the one right there.
Smith so that's Bros cool. Play. You get to work with your brother.
Yeah, exactly.
So now, you never played together, but you can work together now.
Right. That's exactly. So that's something that we always wanted to do.
Wow. Very cool. So everybody should go and get involved in this. I mean, and after all, it is a fundraiser. So try to open up your wallets a little bit, I think.
Please.
How much is a ticket to the bowling event?
$40.
That's not a lot.
It's $40.
Come
and
on,
you
guys.
Get food and, you know, free food.
Yeah, you get food, bowling, and drinks. You're helping out.
Yeah, it's a great cause. And, you know, it's just going to benefit a lot of youth in this area for us to be able to put on more events, you know, so they can learn and just educate them and put them in the position to better themselves.
Right. Now, so, I mean, what kind of motivation can kids have to get into sports more? I mean, because, you know, they're like into their phones or
know,
into their
right?
friends and stuff like that.
I'm going through it with my little son, right, with my boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you see, but I mean, some people are like you. They have a natural love for sports and things like that. But what do you do about kids that are not into it?
I feel like my passion for it grew. Like when I first started, I was, you know, I didn't love it as much. You know, right. I liked it because my dad used to watch basketball all the time, and we're from Chicago, so we used to watch Michael Jordan all the time. So, you know yeah. what I mean? So that's what I try to do with my kids. But, you know, my boy, he's always into the iPad.
Yeah.
He always wants to play the game. So I have to force him to get outside and hit the baseball and
yeah.
do things. You really just got to get them outside and motivate them and tell them, like, you got to get outside and be active.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can have your phone, but have limits. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I mean, you get these little babies playing with iPads all day, you know?
Yeah.
And you go, what the hell?
It's partly my fault for putting it in his face.
I was going to say, the baby didn't just pick
exactly,
up the iPad.
Right.
No, but they see it and they want it.
You know, man. They see you on it.
Their brother or sister mm-hmm. or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a year and a half old in the family, and she's mm-hmm. like constantly on the phone and on the iPad, you know?
You.
And it's like, And when you try to take it away from them, they're like,
oh,
they get angry.
It's a crying session.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a battle.
World War III.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have to sort of like embrace, I guess, the progress. You know, we can't blame our kids. You know, we've come here. You know, we've brought them to this world.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. Just encouraging them to get outside, just motivating them to do things. That just different things. I try to motivate my kids to play tennis and
right.
to play golf. Try stuff that I never tried because you never know what you're going to be great at and what you're going to love.
Right. And you know what? I think you should find out, like, what is your kids' strengths, you know? Because let me tell you, when my son was young, like very young, mm-hmm. we enrolled him in a basketball team, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, there were some great players here. He would never even hit the basket. And I felt so bad for him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why is he even playing here? He's not made for this.
Yeah.
And it's just going to reduce his self-esteem. You know, if you can't hit
I think sometimes it's good because you get to see, like, these kids are good. Like, right. you know, it makes you step up your competition.
Right.
Or you know, you learn different things. You learn how to compete. You learn about, you know, structure, stuff like that. But like, I understand what you're saying. Like, I'm not going to keep putting my son in something that he's not that good at.
Exactly. You know, try to find out what they excel at, and send them there, you know, because I know that some people are good at some sports, but not at others, you know, especially with games.
Absolutely, yeah. You know? True.
So, I remember that. Who was I just thinking about? Do you remember Bo Jackson?
Of course.
Yeah. Who doesn't remember Bo Jackson?
Me.
Come on.
Okay.
Hi. Yeah.
But he was a football star for a while.
Yeah.
And also a baseball star at the same time.
That's right.
Oh.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody was just really impressed. And I thought, yeah.
Oh, I do remember that.
Good marketing.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So, he played for the Cowboys, right?
Raiders.
For the Raiders?
You should know that.
I know, but why?
He was short-lived, though. He got hurt.
Right.
Yeah, but he was on the Raiders, and he was amazing out there.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, why am I confusing him with Dallas?
For the Royals, I don't know. When he played baseball?
Kansas City Royals, yeah.
Yeah.
Baseball, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, that's like multi-talented stuff, you know. I mean, that's amazing. But I think everybody should find what they're attracted to. You know, don't try to put your son or your daughter in a sports that they have no interest in.
Definitely, yeah. Don't force it on them so hard.
Yeah,
you know.
If they don't like games, then get them to swimming, into, gym, you know, things like that.
Just something that they can be active and live a healthy lifestyle.
Right,
take care of themselves.
And it teaches them good, like, work ethic, right?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Team and all that.
That's right.
Yeah, yep. and social skills as well.
If you introduce it as fun, then they don't think that they're playing a game. It doesn't feel like you're exercising. Now, you know, if you go to the gym, like, oh, gosh, my arms hurt. But if you're doing something for fun, you don't realize that I just worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kids true. Get that, too.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool. So when did you first get the idea for this? Do you remember?
Came like over the course of the years and just refined it, just continually thinking about it. And now that I'm not playing anymore, so you have more time to really think about the things I want to do,
right,
and the impact I want to make.
And that's very cool, because you're taking time away from your other things to do this for other people, you know. And that's very cool. I mean, I hear what you're saying about giving back to the community and everything, you know. So it's a noble thing you're doing. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Steve Smith, and he created the Play Foundation. It stands for Practice, Learn, Apply Yourself. And it's a nonprofit organization, and they're raising funds, obviously, to help kids get into sports and love sports more and things like that.
So you have a camp this Saturday. Are you going to have more camps in the future, or how is this going to work?
Yes, I am. This is our first camp, and we're looking to have every year. You know, I had one like the year before this. I skipped a year, and it was a good turnout. But this year, it's really organized, and I really can see a future in building it. So. Hopefully you guys will come out next year and, you know, camp out and have a radio station there on Saturday.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
I'll report what I'm seeing. They're running. Exactly. Somebody caught a ball. It's amazing. They're super
a lot
fast.
Of people chasing a ball here.
Right. Right. Everyone's super cute in their uniforms.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, she'll notice that. She's
I know sports, it. Guys.
The natural.
She's perfect. Yeah. So I imagine you guys have always been cousins, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you marry into cousins?
I think that's
possible. How was that being born in the same family?
Oh, our family is full of goofballs, athletes and goofballs. So
really,
yeah, it was always fun.
Wow, are you guys like similar ages and stuff too?
Not even.
No,
close. No.
Well, we're not far off. We're not that far.
Well, you both look young. I don't know.
I'm 30, and he's a little bit older than me.
Just a little bit.
Really? Wow. Yeah. So, but you grew up together, very close.
Yes, we grew up. Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. You see, I had close cousins as well.
More like, but we grew up like siblings. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like so close.
Exactly, and it's like a bigger brother, right?
He was like my big brother cousin for sure. I used to look up to him, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have just the brother, right?
I have two sisters as well.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I have two sisters, and one of my sisters is studying law, and one of them goes to George Washington right now, so they're doing well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, great family. I mean, everybody's ambitious.
They looked up to us, so they were like, we got to do something.
Yeah. I know. Like, how do you top that, man, right?
They're doing their thing.
Two brothers in the NFL and stuff, you know.
Man.
So they mentioned Super Bowl here. Did either one of you get to the Super Bowl then?
Oh, well,
yes,
we both won with the Giants. Yes, I won with the Giants,
okay.
And he won also with the Seahawks. We both won Super Bowls.
Really?
We're the sixth pair of brothers ever to have Super Bowl rings together.
Wow, how cool is that?
That's really cool.
It is cool.
Like, that was like, take a second to really take that in.
That's a big deal. Yeah, that was an awesome thing when I heard that. It was really cool. They did a little article on us, and it was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. So, now, Tramiel, have you been into sports as well growing up or not?
Love
as much?
To spectate. I did a little work.
No, get close to the mic.
More just not so much organized. I was always into music and writing, so that was my passion. So, like, you know, we always tell you kids, follow your passion. So that was my passion.
Exactly. And not everybody's into sports, you know.
So
but
I would watch, like, his dad, my uncle, and our other uncles, watch them play ball, and it was like, wow. I would play some leagues with them, but it's like, uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not as good as that. So I have other things I can look into. But yeah. I coached my son's team last year, and they did pretty well. I was very surprised. And back to what you were saying, like, some kids, they're not as good with certain things. My son's basketball IQ is excellent.
Yeah.
But he needs to work on his shooting. But his defense is impeccable.
Wow.
So we put him on the biggest guy.
And right.
At first, I was like, no, yeah. So you have them work on their strengths. He loves baseball.
That's right.
But, you know, when he was playing basketball, it's like, you know, that defense is your thing. And he would be out there celebrating and stopping passes and blocking shots.
Wow. Very cool. So so you both have kids, right?
Yes.
How many do you have, Steve?
I have two.
Two of them?
Yes.
How old are they?
My son, Carter, he's 4, and my son, Jordan, he's 10 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's starting to develop in his own personality. He's just not starting to walk and everything, trying to walk. So, yeah, he's new.
Cool. Are you gonna have more? I mean, are you gonna have your own
football
team? I think
I'm chill, man. I'm trying to chill right now. I'm getting tired. So that's another job, basically.
It is.
It's the most important job. So
yeah. And Tramiel, how about you? How many do you have?
My wife and I, we have Garvey. He's 9. He'll be 10 actually next month.
Is he going to camp?
He'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I have a couple of stepchildren, Nikki and Devin, and we have a couple of adopted kids, Nate and Maya.
Wow. Awesome. So you got a basketball team, at least, right?
A team of some sort. It's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of kids.
Racquetball, cricket, something.
And then you still find time for the business and everything. And
have to.
Yeah.
Have to.
Now, how did the idea of getting into fashion come up for you guys? Were you always interested in that?
It came about just out of the necessity for something that represents us, you know.
Okay.
There's, you know, I've seen, you know, clothing lines, and it's like, okay, it's cool, it's a little fatty, but, you know, but this is it's every day, you know, because where we wake up, where we sleep, where we eat, where we make our money, where we have our families, it's West Coast. Whether it's 84 and raining like it may be this weekend, or it's sunny and beautiful like it is right now.
Right.
You know.
So you guys have describe some of the clothes you have. I mean, it's not just t-shirts, obviously, right?
Well, for now, we just have t-shirts.
Oh, you do have the
t-shirts. But we want to do, you know, sweaters.
Right.
Like jersey type of shirts.
Yeah, that's it. The brand.
You know what I mean?
Yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We want to do art as well.
Yeah.
We're going to have West Coast art.
Right.
You know, West Coast inspired art. You know what I mean?
And right.
So, yeah, it's going to grow. It's going to build.
Yeah. So give us the name of the website again for West Coast.
West Coast, WESKOSE.com.
Cool. And who came up with the spelling here?
It's something I've been spelling for, oh my gosh, since about 96, 97.
Really? And it's like one word,
He's
right?
Very
yeah,
creative.
It's just a pretty much a phonetic way of spelling West Coast, because no one says West Coast.
Right.
So we all say it like
those T's. You
know, we all just say it like it's one word. Where are you all? I'm going out to the West Coast, no matter where someone's from.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Cool. So people can go to westcoast.com and check out the T-shirts and everything. I'm glad you brought us a couple.
Yeah.
You know, I like when people bring us T-shirts to remember and everything.
I like t-shirts better than books.
More people read t-shirts than books.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're going to be bringing them up here for you guys on the regular. So yeah.
Thank you.
Look out for us.
Wait, are there girl shirts or just guys?
Yeah,
shirts?
Of course.
That's,
that's what I'm saying. We're going to have to come bring some for you because that's not a girl shirt. But yeah, we will.
You know, talking about sports, I saved this one for later in the interview. I wanted to ask you, do you have, this was just released, what's the most valuable team in the world in sports?
Oh, I mean, what is the most? What can I would
like
say
valuable? I think
yeah, I would think either the Yankees or Real Madrid, something like that.
Yeah, I would say a soccer team.
Wow,
yeah.
Real Madrid, man! Wow,
I would have said that.
Really?
Well, I wouldn't have named the exact team, but I would have said some soccer.
Soccer, yeah, exactly.
Some foreign soccer experience.
Right. It has to be soccer, right?
There's too many.
It's so wide.
Oh man, it's crazy.
Because of FIFA,
right? Yeah. It's so widespread in the world because you know, NFL football is pretty much America. You know,
every country plays soccer.
Right, exactly.
Like every country.
And I mean, they live and die for that. Oh, you know?
So is that the answer?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Good Real job. Madrid.
Good job.
Good job.
Very good job.
I actually
I'm
went
like
over
amazed.
To, well, been able to play, we played in London, and we played at Chelsea's place, and we played at the soccer stadium out there.
Really?
It's just, you see how serious it is. You see the fans, and it's,
wow.
You can believe it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw sometimes they have like NFL games over in England, right?
That's what I'm talking about, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Just to get the culture known over there and trying to, you know, infuse football over there, basically. You know what I mean? They like the sport. They like American football. It's just
exactly.
Soccer so strong.
Right.
But
they do have rugby, which is pretty popular.
That's right.
There,
they have rugby. Yeah.
But they beat each other to death.
Yeah,
rugby.
I know.
You think football is bad.
Oh, I know. You're only going to play for like half a season in rugby.
Really, huh? Wow. But it's pretty scary, I mean, to incur an injury, right? I mean,
you
go, wow, this is like ending my career.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't really ever think that until it's something that really happens like that, you know.
Yeah.
I've been injured all my life. I mean, nothing serious, though.
Right.
Never had any serious injuries until that. And, you know, you just never, when you're playing, you're just not thinking about that. You're just competing.
Yeah,
you're not
right.
thinking. And when you have an injury, you're just like, let me get over this so I can get back on the field. You know
right.
what I mean? So,
yeah. But those injuries can be gruesome, right? I mean, I remember, you remember Joe Theismann, right?
Oh.
From the Redskins.
Oh.
Yeah, you see, I'm taking him back a long time ago. But no, the reason I brought this is because he had an injury.
You
got to
look at this on YouTube later.
Yeah.
He had an injury.
Turn the volume down.
Oh no, do you hear things like crack and break?
Not necessarily,
no,
but
thank you.
But I mean his leg was just broken in such an angle that I can't forget it.
Right, yeah.
It was right on camera too.
Oh man.
You know. So I still remember that one and I'm like, oh man, football injuries.
I know.
My God. It's like you never know. It's a split second.
Oh yeah, you never know. You have to be ready, you know. But those type of injuries are they hardly ever happen, but you definitely have to be ready. One play, you could be done for the year.
Now, there is concern with high school players, right, with head injuries and things like that. What can you tell us about that? I mean, is that like real? I mean, it's a real thing, right?
Oh, yeah, it's very real. They have, you know, a lot of concern, and they're implementing a lot of new policies and things like that for, you know, so players can be educated and coaches can, you know, just to protect yourself. And that's why they're coming out with new technology, helmets, that are really good, and you know, just trying to keep guys from hitting, you know, head first. You know, they have new rules in the NFL. Like, the fine is big if you hit somebody with your head.
Really?
Yeah. You know,
yeah, because it's a weapon.
They're cracking down.
It's not
on
your body.
It is. So
it's a helmet. Wow.
Yeah. It's changing the game a little, though. That's the only thing. You don't want to slow down the game too much.
Right.
You just want guys to protect themselves a little more.
Right. Yeah. I know. And uniforms right now are pretty advanced, right? I mean, sometimes when you look at, like, ancient football, I mean, they had nothing to protect them, you know? I mean,
oh, yeah, the technology is amazing now.
Yeah.
The uniforms are great. They have the extra padding underneath. And even some of the, like, shorts you wear, they have padding in them, too. It's like a lot of the technology is amazing now.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool. So, I mean, have you met some, like, Well, are you still in touch with some players like from USC and stuff too?
Oh yeah, sure. Really? I am. Yeah.
So there's like a certain bond when you're in a team, right?
Yeah, it is a bond. I mean, you guys go to battle with each other for you know how many years and practice together and all that stuff. So definitely a bond. I still speak to, you know, we were having a group chat yesterday with a bunch of USC guys and just guys just sending funny texts to each other and, you know, just putting emojis and stuff like that. You know, just this, that's just how you kind of stay together.
How do you bond with people on a team if you're there for like a year? Like you said, you bounced around for a couple of years.
That's not, you really don't, like, you probably bond more with your position group. When I was on the Rams for 1 year, I didn't really bond with the whole team like that. It's just my position group, though. I've made some good friendships that I can have forever, though, you know. So yeah, you're right, it's like hard to befriend everyone.
So what were some of your stats? I mean, did you have like
I did my thing.
Did you?
Yeah, I made the Pro Bowl my third year. I broke the record for the Giants for catches. I still own the record for that, the single season catches record. You know, I was like, I was a good possession receiver, got good routes, but I could still go long too, you know.
Really?
I mean? Yeah. So
who was the quarterback at the time?
Eli Manning. Yeah, so he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Eli actually donated a watch and one of his citizen watches for the foundation.
Really?
Yeah, I called him and he donated and sent it over. So
wow. Yeah. How nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, so you guys can have a lot of fun this weekend, Friday and Saturday. You guys can go and get involved with the Play Foundation. It is in Woodland Hills here in the Valley. So obviously people in L.A., are invited. If you're not in LA, well, you'll just have to follow it on the website or something. And do you have any plans of taking it somewhere else as well?
Oh yeah, next year. You mean? Yeah, I would like to do it in a bigger venue. You know, I just wanted to start off at Taft because that was our high school,
right?
And you know, the bowling alley right there is just really—it's a nice new venue and it's smaller. It's just it's our first time, so I wanted to make sure it's done right. And but next year,
But the foundation is meant mainly for kids here,
it's for youth.
In LA, right?
So, yep, Southern California youth. That's gonna we're gonna have programs for the youth in Southern California.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very nice, man. Very nice. So everybody can go. There's a bowling event tomorrow, July 17th. At the
AMF Woodlake Lanes.
Right. And that's in Woodland Hills. That's near the freeway there.
Right there.
Ventura Boulevard. And
6 to 9 p.m.
6 to 9 p.m. That's what I didn't ask. Yeah. 6 to 9 p.m. That's going to be Taft High School. No, that's at the bowling.
Yeah, okay. You can still purchase some tickets.
Tell us about the camp the following day.
Well, also, and you can still purchase tickets online at smithbrosplay.org. They're $40, so it's not going to break you, but just come out, you know, support. And we have some signed jerseys from a lot of NFL players that you might want to auction. You might want to get a raffle ticket and bid up
for. Wow, very nice. So you get a lot of memorabilia.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of memorabilia for people that you'll really like to take home.
And a watch from Eli Manning.
I mean,
wow, you can't beat
that. I know
that.
I'm stuck on that. I think it was the jewelry part. I heard jewelry. I was like, sold.
Nice. Yeah, I should have mentioned that early. Yeah. and then the camp is also Saturday, 9 to 2, and it's going to be great. When we're going to have a lot of energy out there, we'll have music, and it'll be fun. And you can come out and meet NFL players and former NFL players, and just have a good time with your family.
Wow, that'll be great. And Tramiel, are you part of this organization too, of Play?
I will be assisting in any way possible, and I'll be attending.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you guys can meet them. Very cool guests. Thank you so much for joining us,
guys.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun. And kudos to you for, you know, giving back to the community.
Thank you, man.
It's amazing. It's people like this because, you know, when you're like known, then kids look up to you, you know, and it's like a celebrity and an inspiration for them.
Another reason why I wanted to do it, because I feel like when I was playing, I was like kind of, I mean, I didn't. I was reaching out and having fun and everything, but I feel like I could have done more, you know. So I really want to take advantage of it now.
Yeah, yeah. And kids also get to see you're a regular guy, you know. I mean,
exactly,
that has made it and really excelled and made it far, you know. And it's possible.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you have your own kids, so you're probably a great role model for them.
That's true.
So.
Definitely, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Steve Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
You guys are great.
Much success with the foundation and everything. everything. I think it's a noble thing, and people should definitely go and check it out. I know I'm going to be in Woodland Hills. Maybe I'll come by and just check it out.
Please stop by.
And both help out a little bit.
Yeah. You can. LA Talk Radio.
There we go. And Tramiel, thank you also so much for joining
us. Thank you. Thank you.
And for being a good cousin to our guest here.
And how can people find you on social media?
Oh, yeah. You can check me out on Twitter at Steve Smith Wide Receiver. That's my Twitter, and that's the one I'm mainly on.
Right. And make sure it's the right Steve Smith, folks. Okay, guys. Thank you so much joining us again. All the best. Thank you, Jen, as always.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, listeners, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.